Quinn Studer got the idea last year.
Well, it's probably the middle of the night, because that's how most things come to me.
The idea offered two prizes totaling $50,000 to people who could come up with the best plans to help children in Escambia County be kindergarten ready.
I've had really good luck over the years in workplaces and the community asking people what you think. So the thought is, well, why don't we ask the community what ideas they have? And by asking what ideas they have, they'll realize there's an issue with kindergarten readiness.
That's where the Be the Bulb Challenge started. The Studer Community Institute offered $25,000 to employees of the Escambia County School District and another $25,000 to the public at large to come up with ways to make preschoolers more ready to learn when they showed up for that first day of kindergarten. Shannon Nickinson is a research fellow at the Studer Institute. She was charged with narrowing down all the entries.
And it took a very long time. We were so pleased to see the response, because it meant that we touched a nerve in the community. It meant that people heard what we were trying to do and wanted to participate.
And Thursday afternoon, at a gathering of a few dozen people at the So Chopped store in downtown Pensacola, Nickinson announced the winners.
From the pool of Escambia School District employees, Dinita Buford, Latrice Sykes, and Andriel Johnson are the women behind the Early Learning on Wheels Be the Bulb bus.
The three women plan on the specially designed bus to travel around to the five highest need zip codes in Pensacola. Dinita Buford came up with the idea for it to be a bus.
I just always felt like we needed to get into the neighborhoods and make it accessible for parents. So I just said, let's just do a bus. If we get a bus and we get it out there to the parents, then we'll be able to reach them. But what about a bus? Can we flip a bus? Can we do some? So then I just started getting online, just looking and researching about what we can do. And I found out that you can flip a bus and turn it into anything. And that's when we started to start coming together with our idea about early learning and turning it into our early learning classroom.
The winners from the general public pool of ideas were Leslyn Green and Vanessa Kennedy, a pair of neonatal intensive care nurses from Sacred Heart Hospital.
They told us that when they see the light in a parent's face, when that parent uses what their nurse taught them to soothe their child or to have a meaningful moment with their new baby, that's the inspiration they wanted to draw on for their Be the Bulb idea. They want to bring that light of parent empowerment to even more families across all of our community. They would do that through an idea called pop-up early learning fairs.
The fairs would be set up so parents could bring their young children to the events and find learning stations tailored to that child's age. Vanessa Kennedy says there's a lot out there to learn.
There is a lot of information out there about the importance of birth to three and birth to five. I work with the Early Steps Developmental Program, and we serve the birth to three population. That early intervention is key to get those babies ready for school. And if we miss the birth to three, there's still hope at the four to five age group. We can get in there, we can impact parents, empower them with that information, help them know what they need to do to help their babies. Teachers see them 8 hours a day. We may see them with therapy 2 times a week, but parents are with their babies every day. When we empower parents, that's when we really make the impact.
But that impact will only be felt if the ideas can be put into practice. Shannon Nickinson says that's the next step.
We're going to strategize about the best way to implement some of these things. Some of the ideas, and even some of the ideas that didn't win, there are people in the community who can make them come to pass, and we want to share that information with them.
And as for the winners, their next project is planning how to spend all that prize money from the challenge. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.